Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Josh Stockley joins us now, an assistant professor of political science at ULM, University of Louisiana, Monroe. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. When it comes to the, the survey about gun rights in Louisiana, not only are Louisianians against more gun control, they're kind of like in favor of more freedoms, huh?
Yeah, Louisiana is not unlike most of your southern states in pretty staunch opposition to anything remotely called gun control. There's some mild evidence that some other measures find support. For example, stronger background checks or restrictions placed upon someone for certain mental qualifications. But by and large, gun control is a no-go in Louisiana.
Is that primarily, or can it be broken down to a conservative and liberal issue?
I think it is ideological. Conservatives in the United States typically have been your staunchest supporters of unfettered access to guns. And I think second thing is we can't ignore the culture of Louisiana and that being a hunter and a sportsman state. So there are a couple of factors working apart from our ideology, and that is the fact that so many individuals in this state hunt for a variety of reasons. And so when you say gun controls, that even at times can make your hunter or your sportsman nervous.
In terms of hot button issues and a legislature, and I don't even know if there's any bill addressing this now that's been introduced. Do you know, Josh?
No, there hasn't. It's really the last thing we have in Louisiana. There's been some attempts as it relates to New Orleans to restrict magazine sizes and to do some of those things, but for the most part, no. And it's an election year. I mean, even your most liberal Democrat is probably not too keen on addressing the issue right now in the state of Louisiana. You know, it doesn't poll well. It's not going to attract votes. And first and foremost, it's not a big thing in Louisiana right now. Yes, we had a horrific tragedy several years ago in Lafayette. But aside from that, the mass violence, like we see in New Zealand and elsewhere, that's not been a thing in Louisiana.
Would there be any advantage, even in an election year, to introduce, and I know it's not going to happen, but in terms of some kind of bill to expand gun rights? And I guess what I'm getting at, Professor, is that enough of a hot-button issue, or for the most part, do people answer a survey that way, but then generally they feel, I'm happy with the way things are?
Well, I mean, there's really, in the state of Louisiana, there's no way to loosen, really, our gun laws. Several years ago, Senator Neil Reiser introduced a constitutional amendment to the state of Louisiana that actually made our standards not simply equivalent to constitutional, U.S. constitutional standards, but in some ways, perhaps even looser than that. So there's nothing more that can be done on this issue. Louisiana, pretty well, we have full access to just about everything. We're not a restrictive state. So, I mean, what law are you going to introduce other than something that's a symbolic resolution, like, you know, to establish July 1 is We Love Our Guns Day or something like that?
Well, people on this survey, as I understand it, said they were in favor of either lighter, less strict concealed carry laws or concealed carry permits being or concealed carry guns being allowed in different places or changes to the concealed carry permit area where it'd be easier to get one.
truth, you know, there has been attempts to do that, and I guess that is one area that Louisiana could move into. At present, for example, you're not allowed to bring, even if it is concealed carry, you're not allowed to bring a firearm onto a school campus. And there have been attempts in the past to open up concealed carry or allow for some sort of carry on school grounds and other restricted areas. I guess that is a place that one could push. However, again, it's just in the state of Louisiana, it's not something people are clamoring for. It's not something people are wanting, because I suspect most people in Louisiana don't see that as something that is under attack or something that should be guarded.
Let's go national now if we can, and we're going to talk to a professor next half hour about Kamala Harris and her statement that she would look to limit gun rights if Congress didn't buy or change the gun laws, let's put it that way, by right. executive order if Congress didn't. But going to the politics of that in terms of something that the country wants or doesn't want. And the other thing is, in terms of being a hot-button issue, is this something that motivates voters to go to the polls one way or the other, or is it just an ancillary consideration? And nationally, do polls show that the country's more in favor of stricter gun laws or leave them like they are, or maybe even less strict ones?
There's a lot of national polling to suggest that across the United States, there's a lot more support for small things like limiting access to who can have a gun, making magazines smaller, restricting the number of bullets that can be in a gun, restrictions on what we would consider to be automatic or semi-automatic, items like bump stops, stocks, and other modifications. There's support to restrict that. So there is a lot more national support to curb items related to guns. But notice none of that is like, if you will, taking away guns for the most part. Besides, the Supreme Court has issued several rulings to suggest that wholesale eliminations would probably not pass constitutional muster. Some specific reductions can be done. That appears to still be a constitutional possibility and legal, but there's some national support for smaller items. That's something that can gain traction on a national level. But again, not so much in your more conservative states. And Kamala Harris has striked out a position that will make her very popular in the Democratic primaries, and I don't think she's ignorant to that.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Josh Stockley, Assistant Professor of Political Science at ULM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.